Parents, beware. In New York City, a group of marketers and product specialists spent the week dreaming up new merchandise to sell to your children. The International Licensing Conference takes all those lovable characters from movies and TV and finds homes for them on backpacks, T-shirts, toothbrushes. NPR's Robert Smith reports on the characters that are trying to be the next SpongeBob SquarePants.
The licensing industry is sometimes derided as just a way to market a load of, well, there's no delicate way to put it, crap. So it's perhaps fitting that one of the new characters being introduced at the licensing fair is a little brown lump called Dougie Poo.
Okay, I am a poo. So what?
The poo is surprisingly adorable and already the star of a hit movie in Korea. His owners are at the fair to make deals to have Dougie Poo figurines, perhaps watches, hats, keychains, Dougie Poo lollipops and slippers, and of course, Dougie Poo toilet paper dispensers.
We're not looking to cheapen the Dougie Poo brand and image and what it's about.
Rob Stone, the licensing agent for Dougie Poo, says it may sound funny now, but once people get an emotional attachment to a character, the demand for the merchandising comes naturally.
The consumer's saying, we want it, we want it, we want it on everything. You have to put it on everything. But there's a fine line, because if you start putting it on too much stuff, it can end up backfiring.
There's already so much product out there with Bob the Builder, Dora the Explorer, Elmo, that the hard part for those characters is just coming up with something different than last year. Like an Elmo doll dancing to the YMCA beat. But new characters are harder to sell. Take the bucktooth monkey named Riot, perhaps coming to a store near you.
A chimp in clothes is always funny. That's one of my mantras.
Jay Gissen came up with the idea of a monkey who escaped from an evil circus. His plan is to market Riot the monkey not just as a character, but as a whole lifestyle for boys aged 8 to 13, known as tweens. Gissen is negotiating for comic books, a TV deal, a trading card game, you name it.
They want humor, they want grossness, they want scariness, they like fart jokes, they like belches. Everything tween boys spend time and money on, we aim to have a product in.
It's one of the tricks that licensors have learned from the success of dolls like Barbie and Bratz. If you can create an entire world and entice kids into that world, they'll come back time and time again for more product. And if you can't get the kids immediately interested, licensors can always play on the nostalgia of the parents. Remember the Weebles, the little toys that wobble but won't fall down? They're being reworked with personalities and adventures. Care Bears are back, and so is the old stop animation series from the 60s about a boy and his dog, Davy and Goliath.
Goliath and I didn't break up, and we will never break up. We'll always be together, eh, Goliath?
Oh, Davy.
The series was created by the Lutheran Church. Christy Bangert, who's reviving the characters, says that licensing is just another form of preaching the message.
If people don't know the image and see it on a lunchbox, they'll say, hey, what's that? And of course, it's just a better way to build that awareness and drive people to the stories.
Of course, the problem for new or resurrected characters is competing with Shrek or Spider-Man or Mr. Squarepants. If a little piece of poo or an out-of-control monkey or an evangelical dog is going to make it onto a kid's backpack, someone else is going to have to get kicked off. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.